Hello, and welcome to our Secular Overeaters podcast series, where you'll hear from speakers who have found recovery from food and other addictions without God. For additional information, go to secularovereaters.org. And now let's get to today's podcast.
Welcome to the Secular Overeaters Comparative 12-Step Study Group. My name is Sheila, and I'm a compulsive overeater and the facilitator for today. The purpose of this group is to discuss the 12 steps, one at each meeting, and to share our personal experiences with the step or anything related to the theme of the step. Many of us are inspired by the 12-step approach, but find that some of the original language and concepts don't align with our personal beliefs. During this meeting, we will read several different interpretations of the steps and discuss, as the varied individuals we are, what makes sense to us and what helps our recovery. As always, please take what you like and leave the rest. This group does allow crosstalk, but please make sure it's supportive. This month, we will be discussing step 11. We will be reading 8 versions of the step: the OA Traditional, Free Thinker, Buddhist, Cleveland Atheist, Humanist, Practical, Proactive, and SOS, which is Secular Organization for Sobriety. These sources can be found in the literature and websites listed in the chat and in the guide link. Please again take turns reading a version of the step and say pass when you are finished.
Step 11 versions. OA Principle, Spiritual Awareness. Traditional OA, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Free Thinker, sought through meditation to improve our spiritual awareness and our understanding of the OA way of life, and to discover the power to carry out that way of life. And I pass.
Buddhist, engaged through the practice of meditation to improve our conscious contact with our true selves and seeking that which is beyond self, also used prayer as a means to cultivate positive attitudes and states of mind. Cleveland, increasingly engaged spiritual energy and awareness to continue to grow in abiding strength and wisdom and in the enjoyment of life.
Humanist, we appreciate what our friends have done and are doing to help us. Practical, we started meditating. Proactive, I make space in my life for mindful reflection. A sense of meaning and purpose naturally arises from that. SOS, I will seek to improve my awareness and understanding of myself, my addiction, and of other individuals and organizations with the common goal of arresting food addiction.
Thank you. We are now open for discussion. What does step 11 mean to you? And what are your impressions of the different versions we just read? A link to the screen share handout is in the chat. Please raise your hand when you're ready for a turn.
It's interesting. I've read some of these books, and reading Cleveland's increasingly engaged spiritual energy and awareness to continue to grow in abiding strength and wisdom and in the enjoyment of life resonates with me, especially at this point, thinking about having this spiritual awareness or connection, but the idea of seeking the enjoyment in life and looking for for that is something that I'm finding will be helpful to me at this time with what's going on in the world. And I appreciate the idea of thinking about enjoyment of life and thinking about bringing joy. I mean, I've been thinking about gratitude, but the idea of looking for joy at this time, especially where I am, we're headed into the winter, into the dark days. And I'm sorry, I forgot to say, my name is Abby, and I'm grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Abby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina, compulsive overeater. I'm joining from South Africa today. What I felt while reading all this is the importance of meditation. I also have appreciation for the humanist. We appreciate what our friends have done and are doing to help us. Just a moment ago, we talked about the podcast for the recording. For those who have walked before me and who are there to walk with me on this journey, I really appreciate that. And to through the meditations also of what I've learned here, it helps me to just pause and come to this, as SOS says, understanding of myself, my addiction. And I don't always want to think about myself and come to myself, but it is so necessary. And this step reminds me to do that also for myself.
Thanks, Dina. I'm Sheila. I'm in Colorado. And I'll jump in here. I'm aiming to meditate. I like the idea of meditating. In the past, I have had a more regular practice, but I'm aware right now that it's not as regular as I'd like it to be. I do like the idea of sitting still and meditating in my way, because it quiets my mind. I find my mind kind of races around, has a life of its own. And I like the idea of sitting still rather than eating, which, you know, when in doubt, eat seems to have been my motto for a long time. You know, to distract myself from discomfort, eating, I'd rather sit and relax. I find maybe doing some exercise first before I sit, because sitting still is, I know, I can do it for a few minutes and then I want to get up and do something else. That's the whole point, isn't it? Meditating is that you learn to sit with yourself and, you know, to listen to myself, to listen to what arises. And sometimes that can be really helpful. And I like the idea of meditating to improve my awareness of myself and my understanding of myself and others. And I pass. Thanks.
We will now take turns reading different authors' insights on step 11 and then share our thoughts. Again, please raise your hand when you're ready for a turn and say pass when you're done. Kelly, go ahead.
Beth, meditation actually helps rewire the brain. Instead of identifying with the hamster wheel going around in our heads, we can just watch it. When thoughts and feelings pop up during meditation, we can just let them go. We don't have to run with them. We can just observe them. Martha Cleveland and Arliss G. We reach beyond our conscious self for guidance. Seeking guidance involves putting aside our personal agenda with its rigid opinions and answers. We try to hear a new voice and make new mental and emotional connections. And pass.
Stephanie Covington, acceptance may sometimes mean allowing other people to be angry or displeased when we set limits or start to take care of ourselves or go against the status quo. Geoffrey Munn, while you probably won't hear the voice of the creator of the universe, regular mindfulness meditation can help you develop your intuition, that gut feeling you get that tells you what to do in a given situation. It is my personal belief that this is what more religious members of 12-step programs are calling God. Unfortunately, assigning this phenomenon to a deity rather promotes the idea that we are not capable of making wise, healthy choices without the help of a divine being. Sas.
Thank you, Abby. Go ahead.
Thank you. OA 12 and 12. Many of us have spent a lot of time running. Running from the food, then running to it. And many of us have turned to excess food for its sedative effect. Eating compulsively was our chief means of relaxation. Meditation offers us a way to stop running and to relax without eating compulsively. Sergey Prangle, with a mindful pause, you give yourself a chance to notice the default mode. You see what you do without thinking. You give yourself a chance to notice that there might be alternatives.
Thank you, everyone.
We are now open for discussion about these interpretations. Who would like to go?
I will start, Dina, compulsive overeater. What struck me was that very first sentence of Beth Eich, meditation actually helps rewire the brain. And that struck me. If I have the ability to rewire my brain to change my practices, why don't I do it more regularly? And I'm so grateful for exactly these meetings every month to remind me about what I need to do. And tonight's the reminder of meditation to help me rewire my brain, to help me connect with myself, with my friends, with what I learn, and the practices that I need to change. Thank you.
I'd like to share on the Serge Pringle observation. You give yourself a chance to notice the default mode, and then you give your chance to notice that there might be alternatives. So it's sort of stopping before you take the immediate action of seeking food, and you just stop. And meditation would enable you to take that pause and think if there is something else you can do besides eat. Because so often it's just, at least for me, it's just a really natural, it's the first thing I want to do is eat. So that pause could be really helpful.
Okay, well, I don't know about rewiring the brain. That sounds a bit ambitious. But it does encourage you to seek resources within you, I guess, meditation. I was quite interested why they talk about the spirit. It obviously means something different, you know, in secular OA, doesn't it? How did they define spirit? I think it comes from the word to breathe, doesn't it? I think originally. Maybe that's quite a way of looking at it. A lot of the steps I've seen, they take the sort of condemnatory thing out of the steps, like your moral, your wrongs, your defects and so on. A lot of people object to that in a way as feeding the disease in a way of self-hatred or something. It's like sort of ineffective characteristics and things like that. Talk about that rather than defects. But, ineffective behaviors, that sort of thing.
Please come in, Abby.
Thank you. I notice I'm appreciating the OA 12 and 12, thinking about how eating compulsively has been my chief means of relaxation. And really, I mean, that's the idea, is to be able to change my habits. And if I can pause and breathe, meditate, or do some mindfulness, hopefully I can disrupt the habit that I had formed for the past so many years, and be able to find a different way of getting that same feeling of relaxation and calm. So I was just appreciating the OA 12 and 12. Thank you.
That is all the time we have for today. Thank you all for participating in this group. Together, we get better. If you'd like to hear recordings from past Alternative Step discussion meetings, you can check the Alternative 12 Steps page on secularovereaters.org.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to support our efforts, please visit secularovereaters.org and consider making a donation. Thank you.